Lando Norris claims Mercedes-powered cars may have utilized higher power settings during FP2 at the Belgian Grand Prix, raising questions about the true pace of Red Bull and Ferrari. Here's why this revelation could impact the competitive landscape as the weekend progresses. In a surprising turn, Kimi Antonelli topped the FP2 timesheets after Max Verstappen and Ferrari led in FP1. Antonelli clocked a rapid lap, with Norris just 0.19 seconds behind. However, Norris cautions against reading too much into the session's results. "We've seen this before where we look strong in FP2, then fall back in qualifying," he notes. Despite a solid performance, Norris emphasizes that Red Bull often improves significantly as the weekend unfolds, particularly without revealing full engine power on Fridays. "Red Bull usually ramps up for qualifying," he warns, indicating that McLaren might still be fourth fastest overall. On the technical front, McLaren introduces a new rear wing, showing promise despite uncertainties. As teams prepare for qualifying, the potential for a shakeup in the pecking order remains, with Norris suggesting that Mercedes-powered cars' apparent gains might not fully reflect the actual performance levels of their rivals. The stage is set for a thrilling showdown.